Farm runoff is not just polluting Vermont lakes and streams. Nitrate from manure and fertilizer is also polluting private drinking wells. A recent investigation by VPR found that nitrate levels exceed safety standards in private drinking wells in nearly 30 Vermont towns around the state. VPR's Emily Corwin found in those situations the state's response is inconsistent and often undocumented.
The rash started underneath Jim Levinsky's wrists. Then it spread to the bottom of his feet. Levinsky's dermatologist asked, "Do you work with chemicals? Do you develop film?" His answer was no.
Then she went through her whole series of questions and said, "Well, you need to get your water checked."
Because Levinsky and his family live next to a farm, the Agency of Agriculture sent a scientist to test the water at the family's home in East Hardwick.
Next thing I know, he was calling me at work, telling me we need to not drink our water.
The Levinsky's water had low levels of an herbicide known to cause rashes. But that's not what worried the agency. The well had also tested nearly double the state safety standard for nitrate. That's a naturally occurring compound found in human and animal waste. At low levels, it's common and harmless. At or above the safety standard, and nitrate can be fatal for babies who drink formula. It can also increase risk of pregnancy complications and is a probable carcinogen. The Levinsky's well was first tested 17 years ago. Back then, the couple says, they knew exactly where they thought the pollution was coming from, a large dairy farm next door. Since then, the family has invested in an expensive water treatment system. But 17 years after discovering the contamination, Jim's wife, Mary Ellen, says the nitrate is still in the well, and nobody has been held accountable.
It isn't just about fixing our water source. It's about the fact that the water is being contaminated.
The Levinskys aren't alone. According to agency records, nitrate has contaminated at least 64 drinking wells on and beside farms in 29 Vermont towns. In most of these wells, mitigation efforts have been unsuccessful so far. When the agency does identify contamination, its response is inconsistent and is often undocumented. The Agency of Agriculture is able to require farms to remedy nitrate contamination. The question is, do they? The answer? Almost never. Carrie Jaguer supervises the groundwater monitoring program at the Agency of Agriculture. Instead of enforcement, he says, the agency recommends practices to farmers, like using a different barn or spreading less manure. But what recommendations the agency makes, and whether or not a farmer complies, Jaguer admits that is often not documented.
We have a small staff, and it sounds like you've got a picture of big government and systems and processes. We send one person, maybe two, that assesses the situation, what ag practices could be changed to mitigate the issue in the community. The farms are part of the community, if not the heart of the community in some of these rural towns, and everybody's involved in the solution.
I think there's no credibility associated with the notion of just trust us.
Chris Killian heads up the Vermont Office of Conservation Law Foundation. He says the Agency of Agriculture, with political support from the Farm Bureau, has sought out the role of being an environmental and public health regulator.
There's just a fundamental conflict of interest between the Agency of Agriculture's historic mission as a promoter of agriculture and these critical roles of protecting the public health, safety, and welfare, and protecting the environment.
Killian says conventional dairy farms are more like milk factories than quaint family affairs with Bessie and Snowflake grazing in a pasture. He would like to see dairy farms regulated by the same people who regulate gas stations and manufacturing plants. In East Hardwick, the Levinskys say the Agency of Agriculture has sided with the dairy farm next door at their expense. But the farmer, John Lagus, says he and his family have always gone out of their way to protect the environment. Lagus does not think his farm is polluting.
If you go through all the reports from the state, it's totally inconclusive. You know, they don't know where it's coming from.
But in an internal memo written in 2005, the agency documented its assessment that the Lagus farm was contributing to the Levinsky's well contamination. Both the Lagases and the Levinskys have kept all their correspondences from the state. Neither could find or recall receiving this document. The Levinskys say the nitrate has cost them a lot of headache, a lot of money, and could even affect the value of their property. But Jim says it's the bigger picture that really matters.
You know, water is this like precious thing that you need to survive, and it needs to be clean. And Vermont has this reputation of clean, and it's not. And it's not because of the farms that keep Vermont looking like Vermont.
He says he wants to see consumers, farmers, and the state take responsibility for keeping water clean. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.